Salute, salute, salute. Cheers to another day. Thank you very much for being here. If you want to know a Latino that had massive influence on the show, I Love Lucy, that does not get enough credit for the things that he did, not only in the actual TV, but the back, then we're going to tell you all about this. So you definitely want to check out this episode today so you can learn more about and be inspired to be able to do not only the in front of the TV, but the back and the back end and be able to be part of it. You are definitely going to enjoy this episode. So salute one more time. Check out the episode. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome, welcome you and all to another episode of the Global Latin Factor podcast, where we talk about Latino everything. Thank you very much for being here. As I mentioned before, of all the options, billions of options, you chose to be here. So go ahead and subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, give us a like, leave us a comment about this episode, because you're going to find it very interesting of what we're going to talk about today. A Latino that does not get enough credit as far as television goes, and I'm going to tell you all about that in this episode. Welcome again. Subscribe. Thank you very much. Desiderio Alberto Arnaz y de Archa III, a.k.a. Desi Arnaz, was much more than just a conga drum beatline band member, band leader. Ricky Ricardo of the iconic TV show I Love Lucy.
Hello, hello.
He was a powerful and influential producer responsible for many television conversions that we take for granted today. Born on March 2nd in 1917 in Santiago, Cuba, Desi Arnaz has a fascinating journey that led him right here to become a household name that many of you have heard before if you know about the I Love Lucy show. I don't know if you know this, but he was a Latino and back in the days, black and white TV that you would not imagine. Not to mention he, in real life, Lucy and Desi were actually married. So not only was he part of the show, but they were actually married. Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball had a complicated marriage. They had a marriage that took place on November 30th in 1940, but their relationship was often not the best. Ball filed for divorce in 1944 due to Arnaz's alleged infidelity and struggles with alcohol. However, she reconciled with him. The divorce was finalized after that. But together, however, they had two children, Lucy Arnaz, born in 1951, and Desi Arnaz Jr., born in 1953. Arnaz's personal life was not without controversy. Hollywood procurer and prostitute Scotty Bauer claimed on his memoir that he arranged encounters between Arnaz and prostitutes, which Arnaz paid even higher fees. That led to a very controversial and confrontation between Ball and Bauer, during which Ball, Lucy, slapped him, accused him of pimping out her husband. Now, Arnaz's marriage with Ball faced challenges, as I mentioned earlier, due to his alcoholism, gambling issues, and infidelity. This pressure, combined with their demanding careers of being actors, contributed to their eventual divorce in 1960. Despite their separation, Ball and Arnaz maintained a business relationship through their production company, Desi Lu Productions. Can you imagine why it's Desi Lu Productions? Can you think of the reason why?
Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why?
Now, a lot of people said that the reason why Desi acted up, it was because it was a little bit jealous of Lucy because she was getting all the spotlight. Now, those are just rumors. I don't know if that is the truth. However, he acted out a lot about alcoholism and, you know, infidelity, different things like that happened in Hollywood. I guess we all read all about it. We don't know exactly what happens, but there's a lot of articles and a lot of YouTube videos that you might see and find this information as well. In the 1970s, Desi Arnaz appeared on several TV shows along host Mike Douglas and actress Vivian Vance, who had been a guest on his earlier show, I Love Lucy. During the time, he also had a special on NBC called Kraft Music Hall, where he featured his children and made a brief appearance with Vance. However, Arnaz faced health challenges. In 1971, he had a severe case of diverticulosis. He underwent surgery and spent several years recovering. After his recovery, Arnaz worked on with Universal Studios for 2 years, but eventually the development deal he was working on fell through. Now, he also was involved with two other shows that also fell through. One of the shows with Dr. Domingo. He had one of the characters which actually did appear on an episode of Ironside. Those were shows back in the day. Another project, Chairman of the Board, was supposed to star Elk Summer, but did not materialize after all. And the following years, Arnaz dedicated his time to write his autobiography, which took 2 years to complete. I don't know if you ever took time to want to write an autobiography. However, I can imagine it would have taken some time. Now, to promote his autobiography titled A Book, Arnaz served as host of Saturday Night Live on February 21st in 1976. During the show, he had his son, Desi Jr., perform spoofs of I Love Lucy and The Untouchables. Untouchables was a mafia type of show back in the days that had controversy also. They even showcased earlier concepts of I Love Lucy called I Love Louie, where Desi lived with Louis Armstrong. Arnaz read Lewis Carroll's poems Jabberwockies in a Cuban accent with the SNL brand support. Then they also sang Babalu and the Cuban Peter, two songs reminiscent of his dance band days. Remember, he was a band member. The show ended with Arnaz leading the entire cast in a conga line throughout SNL studios. Now, if you don't know, Desi is credited for bringing conga line into the mainstream. A lot of people did not know, but that was like his thing back in the days. He is one of the first Latinos, one of the first individuals to be spotlighted in the conga. Now, if you have different information, let me know in the comments. Let me know if that's not accurate or when was the first portrayed, but he was credited to being one of the first ones to ever bring it. In 1976, CBS paid tribute to Lucille Ball with a two-hour special called CBS Salutes Lucy, the first 25 years. It was the first time in 16 years after their divorce that Ball and Arnaz appeared together on screen. Despite their challenges, Arnaz even maintained a sense of humor. In a newspaper article, he jokingly said it was tough to compete with the younger version of Ricky Ricardo from 20 years ago, who was much more better looking than he was. Imagine that, after 20 years, still having a sense of humor, having to go through a tough divorce, and still being able to be there. And salute to Lucy for what she has done. That's amazing. Arnaz made a guest appearance on the TV series Alice in 1978, which starred Linda Levine. The show was produced by Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr., who were co-creators of I Love Lucy. His final acting role was as Mayor Leon Quiñones in 1982 film Escape Artist. Outside of his acting career, Arnaz owned the Indian Wells Country Club in Palm Desert in California, and also taught acting classes and studio production classes and for television in San Diego State University. Desi Arnaz unfortunately passed away on December 2nd in 1986 at the age of 69 in Del Mar, California, due to lung cancer. His contribution to television and entertainment, particularly through the roles of Ricky Ricardo, should be continued to be remembered as we celebrate his life and the amazing thing that he did. Now, there's a lot of videos that I've seen about the beginning. So he was born in Cuba. His family, whenever everything happened, the revolution, his family was actually one of the ones that were, everything was taken away from them because they were on the other side that was the ones that were actually taken away from power. So his family was well off, but they have to, you know, when that happened, a lot of you know about the issues with Cuba. His family's fortune and land, everything was taken away. So even though he came at one time, he was well off. He had land, he had all that. It was all taken away whenever they made their way to the U.S. But they started off with pretty much very minimal, not to mention back in the days, being a Latino, having a heavy accent, there's so many doors that closed on them as far as because, I mean, it was real life, right? Lucille Ball and Desi were married. They were an actual couple. They were married together. She was a redhead Caucasian woman, and he was a Latino with a heavy accent. And I'm pretty sure it was a little bit exaggerated for production. But anytime they shot out the pilot or they put in, like, suggested that this could be thing, and Lucy firmly believed on doing the show, but a lot of them were like, what are you talking about? And it's the same thing. Like, what do you mean? What are we talking about? This is real life. This is like, we are married. We're a couple. We're together. This is not something that we're just making it out or we want to sell it. Hello. Quickly jumping in to let you know, we know that you are enjoying the episode. Hit the subscription, hit the bell. And again, right back to our programming. Thank you very much. But some of the things that Desi's not credited is for his mind, his vision of doing certain things that people were not doing at that time. So at that time when Lucy was about to have, I believe it was their second child, anybody on TV being pregnant or being shown pregnant was not even a thought. It was not even thought about. But Desi brought the suggestion that we should put that in the script, and they rewrote the script to make sure that they added on. And when you were seeing some of this, whatever you were watching the show, that was actually things that were happening in real life. That was not makeup. That was not added stuff. That was actually his kid on the belly. And then whenever the birth happened, that was even an additional thing that they added on. And like 44 million, I believe, people were watching at the time when they were actually showing whenever the baby was born. Not actually the actual footage, but whenever they were born, it was actually the same time that the actual kid was born. And they incorporated that into that and did all that. So to have that, be a Latino way back in the days where we, if it was, I wouldn't know what it was like back then. But I can only imagine based on some of the stories and some of the videos that I've seen of how tough it was to still break through, to come from Cuba, having something, having well off to nothing, and then having to rebuild back up and, you know, get into be a musician, because that's what he did in early life until he actually got an opportunity to fall in love with Lucy, to becoming, you know, somebody that he was a very powerful individual, even though he was not credited because of what he portrayed in the show itself. A lot of people didn't see him to be a very smart businessman. I mean, some of the, even after their divorce, Lucy would go to him for advice in regards to businesses and, you know, he was one of the ones that led the charge as far as creating their own production and having a production company. They actually owned the rights to the show of Lucy. I Love Lucy. They were the ones that were actually owning it. It wasn't a network. It was them because they believed in what they were creating. And that to me was incredibly wow when I found out that the fact that he's not even given credit for the things that he was behind the scenes, not only what he was doing in front and giving us an image to look into that, I guess, yes, a little bit of over the top, a little bit of maybe you can say stereotype and type, but at the end of the day, it was an individual that we can look and it'll be like, hey, he's kind of like a Latino, he's kind of us, a little bit like us, you know, he was a handsome man, he was Latino, maybe he didn't, some of the real life stuff, maybe, you know, a lot of us go through some some demons that we have to battle. But at the end of the day, the business mind, the business set, the things that he incorporated that never done before to bring it into the things that now everybody sees as normal. It's crazy that he's not credited for the things that he did behind the scenes, not only what he did in front of the camera, but behind the scenes, and continue to do and just being a businessman, owning some of the things that he did at the end. So that's crazy. And having a book, all those business mind things that he had that he wasn't credited. I think it was important to talk about this individual, to give him his spotlight of the contributions in TB that we get to enjoy now, and some of the things that, even with the battling of racial, whatever it was back in the days, more, that I'm pretty sure they would know more because I didn't live to those times, and still coming through and creating an amazing show, something that is iconic, the I Love Lucy show. Come on, who doesn't know? The individual, Desi, Ricky Ricardo, who doesn't know, or who hasn't even maybe seen a little bit of it? So to be able to cover this individual and know what he went through, and without a doubt, I'm pretty sure that the show gets to be watched all over the world. Desi is definitely a global Latin factor, so I'm glad that we're able to cover in the global Latin factor way. Thank you very much for watching another episode of the Global Latin Factor podcast. I cannot stress it enough. We appreciate that you are here. We really, truly do appreciate that we are here. We are reaching real close to reaching 1,000 subscribers, and we really hope that you are enjoying the content. If you are, so share with somebody that you like, enjoy, love, want to share the content. Share it with an individual. Give us a like. Leave us a comment, even if it's a thumbs up or a fire emoji, a prayer emoji, wherever the emoji might be. We don't have to say much. We appreciate that very much because that helps the algorithm, as everybody knows. So thank you very much. And remember, thank you very much. And remember to subscribe. And remember, we are just like you. We are human. We are the spice in this melting pot that it is the world. Till next time. Bye. Thank you. Thank you very much for checking out another episode of the Global Latin Factor podcast. Remember to subscribe. Hit the bell. It means a lot to us. You don't understand how much you are appreciated whenever you do that. It helps us so much. And we are quickly moving on different platforms of the Latino community so we can bring you a lot more important content about Latinos. And it's all thanks to you. Thank you very much.
De la Vigo, walks like a pero but in fact is a flamingo. Coming to Havana and reach from Puerto Rico on a pirate ship, he don't know where do we go. The birds of the jungle chasing fortune and fame, but Juan is flamingo is not walking the same. Balague de la flauta and banana.